I get a lot of like DMs and stuff that are just like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Let's start dating. And I'm like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
We just bought a new mattress.
We did, yeah. Yeah,
finally.
It's been a while that we've needed to mm-hmm. replace our mattress.
How long have we had the one we were sleeping on? I vaguely feel like 8 years.
Eight-ish years, right? Yeah. It's been a while.
too long. I found out through that 8 years that mm-hmm. memory foam can wear down.
It does.
Can start to get lumpy and uncomfortable.
Well, we had a very soft bed.
Yeah. No more support after mm-hmm. after that long. Mm. We flipped it a few times, but then we just kind of wore down the other side.
It's like, it's not even a money thing. Like, I mm-hmm. just, it's one of those things that I'm like, no, I'm going to use it until it's done.
You're frugal.
I'm cheap.
You're cheap.
So we bought a new mattress.
Yeah.
And we, so we had a lot of trouble getting our mattress up our stairs when we moved into this house.
It's a king size memory foam mattress.
Yeah.
And we don't have a king size stairwell.
So it was really hard to get it up. We basically had to bend it in half.
Yeah, and like strain all of our muscles.
Yeah.
The entire time. Yeah.
So we didn't want to do that, bringing it back mm-hmm. down. So we cut it in half.
Yeah.
And we couldn't sleep on it for 2 days.
The new mattress.
The new mattress.
Yeah.
Because it had to like, I don't know, fully let inflate. The air.
It doesn't inflate, I guess, right?
It's yeah, just... it's not an air mattress.
Yeah. But, hey like... guys, we downgraded. We got an air mattress.
Yeah. So it had to like fully inflate for 48 hours. So mm-hmm. we brought down the cut pieces of our mattress and put them back together in our sunroom and slept there for two nights.
On what is essentially two twin beds.
Yeah.
Without bed frames or anything. Yeah.
It was kind of fun, though. It was like we were camping.
It was a little bit like glamping. Yeah. We're in the sunroom. We could see the sky.
Uh-huh.
It was cool.
And I've gotten really used to having the mattresses in our sunroom because, like, you mm-hmm. know, when you're just hanging out with the kids, you can just go in there and lay down yeah. with them. And we've been playing on it and, like, uh-huh. wrestling and stuff.
They've been enjoying it because they get to jump on it and mm-hmm. roll around. And, yeah.
And now I don't want to get rid of it. Like, I'm enjoying my living room bed.
I got to say, I didn't think I was going to enjoy having a mattress on the floor of the living room, but it's been surprisingly convenient.
I know. And so now I'm kind of sad that we've got to get rid of it, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's not socially acceptable.
No, but also, like, how else am I going to be able to work lying down? That's kind of fun.
It is.
I thought I'd have to do porn to do that. I know that's not how it works.
Not for you.
No, especially not for the dude, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know when we're going to get rid of it. It's staying for a little bit longer.
Yeah. We're going to write it out. Like, nobody's coming over anytime soon. We're not going to get company or anything anytime soon.
I mean, so. We're kind of still staying quarantined a little bit. Uh-huh. So no one's really coming over. Fuck it. We want a bed in the living room. Wouldn't it be great to have an orgy in there?
It would be perfect because now it's basically a couch that eases into a memory foam bed.
Yes. It reminds me of those, like, you know, those living rooms from like the 70s?
Yeah.
That were kind of dropped down into like a pillow.
Like a pillow pit.
Pit, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And houses.
We're set up for a key party now.
Yes.
Or cuddle puddle. I mean, or a puppy pile. Whatever.
It would work really well if we weren't demisexual.
Yeah. That's the problem. If we were just like straight up swingers.
Yeah.
We could go on. Where do you go? Field? Tinder? FetLife? I don't know where you go to find other swingers, but we go to this. We know where to go to find swingers.
I mean, we have a swingers club.
There's a swingers club somewhere around here. Yeah. So we go there, I guess, instead of inviting people over to... Unless mm-hmm. we become like... We start our own swingers club. We'd be like, hey, we have a mattress in the living room. Let's get this going. Isn't that how every swingers club starts?
Probably, yes. Judging by the pictures I've seen.
Did a few virtual tours of swingers clubs.
I was just curious.
Yeah, yeah. Same. Because I don't know if I could go to a swingers club and swing.
Me neither.
You know?
No.
It's too abrupt.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I guess I've been there. I've had sex when I haven't.
You've been to a swingers club?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to learn something new.
I've had sex with people when I wasn't like fully into it. So I guess it would be like that. But that wasn't fun. And I'm not looking to go back to that. And I think that's because, probably because we're both demisexual.
I do think so. Mm-hmm. Now, we somehow found each other and married. And we're, so we, I guess we didn't realize we were abnormal.
No.
Because we were together. We were both the same. So we were each other's frame of reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I learned about the term demisexual probably around a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
That's around when I learned about it,
too. When I started blogging.
Yeah. And soon after you started blogging.
It just fucking clicked. Uh-huh. It made so much sense. And it made sense of like my whole fucking dating history. Uh-huh. And now, I felt so understood.
Yeah. I was slower to realize that I was.
Yeah.
It didn't click immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably say what demisexuality is. What do you, there's a few definitions out there. What do you consider it
to be? I consider it to be that I need an emotional connection before I can feel sexual attraction.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people hear that at first and they're like, well, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't really mean that you either fuck strangers or you are demisexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think like this is, demisexual is like a term that's trashed a lot by people. People don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I've seen a few people
invalidated
kind of
a lot.
Backlash against it, I guess I want to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because a lot of those people just don't fucking understand what we go through.
That's true.
They think they know. They think they know because they're a little picky or they mm-hmm. want to meet somebody before they fuck them. That,
sure.
That means that they that's the same thing.
But we don't feel that initial sexual attraction.
No.
I would say. I don't anyway.
I don't either.
I don't feel sexually attracted to someone or know that I would possibly want to have sex with them or
yes.
could be the person that I'd be attracted to having sex with mm-hmm. or would, you know, whatever, unless I actually know them,
mm-hmm.
get to know them and feel an emotional bond with them. I usually have to have some kind of emotional intimacy with them beforehand.
Yeah, same.
It can't just be that it's somebody I like, I find appealing and all that. Mm-hmm. I sort of want to feel like we've bonded in some way.
Yeah.
I don't usually get into people until we have had like a long solo, what, like one-on-one deep conversation
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
I mean, I've had a lot of experiences with, like I said, sex with people that I didn't really mm-hmm. have an emotional connection with, but that was only when I was confused.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was hormonal.
Yeah.
And I was going through the steps, going through the steps of getting a relationship. This is what you do. You meet mm-hmm. somebody, you give them sex so that they know that they can get sex from you.
Yeah.
And then they will eventually fall in love with you, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's what I thought as a teenager.
Mm.
So I had a lot of sex.
Yeah.
But not meaningful sex, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't enjoyable. I wasn't aroused for most of uh-huh. the sex I had, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah, that is
or
very
I was
sad.
Independently aroused and I was
you were horny anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I look back at that now and I realize like, oh shit, that's what was happening.
That's probably the reason.
That's why the sex was so bad. That's why
Now I gotta say, I've never had sex with someone that I wasn't sexually attracted to.
Yeah.
I've
that's
only
interesting.
Ever
I mean,
done
it makes
that
sense
with
for
people.
Men.
Yeah.
Men tend not to.
But I also never felt a lot of pressure to have mm-hmm. sex with people I wasn't attracted to. And I guess that's the thing with,
so
there's reasons why demisexuals have sex that have nothing to do with being sexually attracted to people.
Yeah,
that's just
for sure.
I think that's part of the confusing thing. I never had assumed you were demisexual because I knew you had all this sex
mm-hmm.
without an emotional connection.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realize that you had other
reasons
for having it. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't really because I wanted to fuck that person.
Mm-hmm.
It was because I wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
Or I wanted to do the steps to get to that place. Sometimes I was going through the motions thinking like, oh, the feelings will come.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say that I've had sex with, I don't know, how many people have I had sex or fooled around with? Like
you're asking me?
10? 11? I don't remember my number.
Okay.
It's around 10 to 12,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
And I want to say that I've had sex with almost everyone I felt sexual attraction to.
Mm-hmm.
I can maybe count 3 or 4 people I felt a sexual attraction to and I didn't sleep with them because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the opportunity to.
Yeah.
Which I guess is just my way of saying that it doesn't come easy.
No.
I need that emotional mm-hmm. connection and I don't get that very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that very rarely with people. And
yeah.
So my opportunities to be, and it's not like 100% of the time if I have an emotional connection with someone, I want to have sex with them because there's plenty of people I connect with and mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to them in that way.
Yeah, definitely.
But I would say I've probably felt sexual attraction for probably about 15 people my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
how about you? Do you think it's kind of a low number too?
It's a very low number.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's lower than that.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I've had more sex than you, but mm-hmm. I've had very few that I've had a real emotional connection with and a sexual attraction to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I didn't realize that
until
I kind of realized that I was demisexual mm-hmm. and I started looking back at those relationships and what was missing from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just didn't have that like connection, that feeling of connection.
Yeah.
I think you've explained it to me before. In these terms, like you wanted that emotional connection with someone.
Yeah.
So you had sex to create that
because
connection.
I thought that's how I was going to get it.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was kind of backwards, right? You didn't have sex because you felt connected. You had sex to become connected.
Yes. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
And that's not the kind of thing that works out.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Now, I want to say I have had some fairly casual sex.
Mm-hmm.
With people I was attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And in almost every case, it was the result of an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that can form kind of quickly.
Yeah, same here, depending on the person.
Yeah, so twice it happened where I met someone, kind of knew them a little, but we just sort of had a long, deep conversation. And at the end of like 5 hours of talking, we have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of other cases, the casual sex with friends. Mm-hmm. That I felt attracted to, and then for whatever reason there'd be a sexual episode. And then you know, like I had a friend once who was moving away,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, you know what, let's just do this. And I was like, okay, well, I've felt a lot of attraction to you, so let's go for it. Mm-hmm. And we fooled around a bit, but like, yeah, that's as casual as I got. And I guess I always thought because there's some casual sex in there,
yeah,
the emotional connection didn't matter. Yeah. But I just think I had to form that anyway to even feel attraction in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you form attraction that quickly? Do you think you're...
I have.
Do you think I'm faster than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, though. I have experienced that. It just depends on the person, I think, and if I connect with them really well, or maybe if we're, like, I don't know, very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has happened in, like, a night's time before.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's true.
But not usually. And, like, there are a lot of... I get a lot of, like, DMs and stuff that are just like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Let's start dating. And I'm like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
Go away.
I remember you set up a Reddit profile once.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, like, see if you could meet somebody, make something happen. It was kind of like a dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you try to meet another person.
Yes.
And you got flooded with responses.
Yeah. And
you would look at their profiles and freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at their messages, looking at their profiles, and you kind of just kept saying the same thing, which was like, I don't even know if I'm attracted to this person.
And like,
I don't know if I
want
to talk to them. Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing about that made you realize, like, feel attracted to them one way or another.
No, it was, I didn't have enough information.
Yeah.
Is how I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I don't really understand and can't online date, because how can you make a decision just based on someone's appearance, especially because I have people in my life that I have not been physically attracted to that once I get to know them, I'm attracted to them.
That's completely agree.
Tends
with that.
To be the way it works for me. Like, mm-hmm. I can see when someone's attractive.
Sure.
Like, I can see a hot lady walking down the street, uh-huh. and want to look at her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like, I wouldn't want her to like talk to me or ask me out or something, like, because I don't know who she is. I don't know what she's like. That's scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of like a description of what demisexual is, right? Like, I can't just decide, yes, I want to get to know her more, because I don't know if I want to get to know her more.
Because you don't know her already.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, right? Like, it's, there are a lot of situations where we try to, like, we have to make, like, these decisions,
mm-hmm.
of who we want to talk to, who we want to approach, who we want to get to know. But I've always felt like I want to know them first.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why most of my relationships, most of my sexual encounters started as friendships.
Yes.
And in the course of the friendships, I developed a sexual attraction to someone, but not initially.
Yeah.
Even if I found them, like, appealing,
mm-hmm.
physically to look at, it didn't really mean that I would have thought of them as a sexual prospect.
Yeah. That's a good way to explain it.
It's a complicated thing.
It is complicated.
It made me feel out of step with dating. Like, I don't I don't understand Tinder at all, but I also don't understand standard dating. I don't understand like approaching someone anywhere in public, asking
me neither.
Or like to talk to them. I wouldn't even know who to approach because I don't know them.
Exactly.
I keep seeing a lot of dating stuff or like even pickup artists or whoever. Mm-hmm. And they're all about the approach. They're all about like, here's how you get over your approach anxiety and go to talk to somebody who seems appealing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're reading a book you like. Maybe they look cute. Maybe whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't even want to. Why would I want to approach them over someone else, right? Like, I don't feel that draw to them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been thinking about, you know, I would like to date someone.
Yeah.
And so I've thought about like, okay, so there are like fashion things that you can do to like signal to other women that you are interested in women. Things like wearing plaid, although that one's kind of complicated around here.
In Canada.
Yeah.
There's a lot of plaid.
Everyone wears plaid, but you can wear plaid or like cuffing your shirts or cuffing your pants or
the eyebrow slit,
but apparently there's some controversy about that. I forgot to look it up. And or like wearing rainbow or something like that. Or I was thinking about getting a pop socket for my phone that is in the bisexual colors, like the bisexual flag.
So just some way to show like a stranger like, hey, I am bisexual.
Yeah,
basically.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they work pretty well.
Okay. Oh, you mean like you get approached?
Signal women out in the wild.
Oh, okay.
But then I think, well, what happens if one of them actually talks to me?
Yeah.
Like, what happens if one of them asks for my number or like something? Like, what do you do then? Because I don't know them. I don't know if I want to get to know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing to describe because it's like I'm not signing up for anything.
No.
But I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know them.
You don't have that initial interest that.
And it's not based on just appearance. I just, it can't just be based on appearance for me.
Yeah.
Like, I do appreciate a beautiful woman.
Of course.
But I,
but that's not the source of your sexual attraction.
No.
Yeah.
And then I can't just like, well, do I want to go on a date? I don't know. That's a whole night.
What if you don't like them, right? Yeah.
I mean, I guess everybody's got that fear.
I mean,
though.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. This is hard to explain.
It is a tricky thing to explain. Mm-hmm. It's a tricky thing to understand.
It's kind of why you like the label instead of having to explain what it is.
No, I love having the label because it is difficult to really put into. I mean, it's easy to give the slogan of like, I form sexual attraction only after an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to parse out exactly what that means and exactly how that makes you feel different than others. You just come to a point where you realize the way other people date or hook up or talk about sex or talk about attraction doesn't compute for you.
No.
And I don't know how many people are demisexual. Like, maybe it's a lot of people. Maybe it's like 25% of people or something. But the fact is that there's a lot of discourse out there and a lot of behavior out there that I don't understand on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think demisexuality is a helpful concept.
Yeah.
So you haven't dated in a while.
No.
But you're open to it.
Let's be honest. I have never fucking dated.
You've never dated.
Never did. Because I met you at 17.
Yes.
Back then you did group hangs.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd like hung out alone.
Which is kind of...
Or movie dates.
Yeah.
Like in the bedroom.
Which is kind of a good setup for a demisexual, I find.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was perfect for me. Like I didn't want to date. I still don't want to date. Nobody's taking me on a date. Like, you can come over to my house and we'll chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want.
I guess that's what I was going to ask is what would dating look like for you? So what, like, let's say you, how would it work for you to become attracted to somebody? Like, what would it take?
Okay. Well, this is a hard one because I think I would like to be friends with someone, like make a friend. And then if it leads to something with that friend, then that so be it.
Yeah.
But then I also think like, I wouldn't want to jeopardize a friendship.
That's a tricky part.
That's
for sure.
A very scary part.
I found that I've managed to, I mean, it hasn't happened in a long time, but I used to manage that balance pretty well. I used to maintain some long-term friendships where we become openly clear that I was sexually attracted to the person I was friends with.
Yeah.
And then we just keep being friends. And it was fine.
I think that's because you're a good guy. I think most people can't handle that.
Maybe.
I think, most men get inappropriate.
Yeah, I never got inappropriate. I guess I just, it would come out in some way or another. Yeah. Like, it would become known that, like, oh, yeah, I'm very attracted to you sexually. And then we just go back to, like, hanging out and watching movies.
But, like,
or
you
whatever.
Weren't using them to get sex.
Oh, no, because we were friends initially.
So I think that's probably what it was. Like, you always treated people like friends, even when you were fucking them. Like,
sure. Well,
we're
that's
still
what we were.
Somewhat in contact with most of your exes.
Yes.
We do play dates. Like, we don't live close to, like, one of your exes, but like when we get together, we get the kids together and like we have fun. And she actually knows what we do and might be listening to this. She's the only person that knows.
Yeah, shout out to you if you're listening.
Yeah. And like you've just always stayed friends with your exes and on good terms.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that speaks a lot for what you were in it for.
I guess in a way, it's because they start off as friendships that sort of shade into something more sexual or romantic. And then usually they shade right back into friendships when that's done.
Yeah.
You know, in some form or another. Sometimes we're not as close. Sometimes we just move apart or whatever. But
yeah,
it still stays on friendly terms. Because we had that foundation that wasn't just built on sex or romance. It was just a genuine friendship.
See, I don't have that with any of my exes because we never had that emotional connection. They wanted sex. I gave them sex thinking I'd get an emotional connection. And so we never had a friendship. There was no friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened to me, I gotta say. I'm thinking of one memorable instance. So I think it's happened a couple of times. But like one time was this girl I kind of knew from school. And she came to my place for like a gathering, a small party. And then she had some like pretense for sleeping over in my bed. She was basically like, hey, I don't have a ride. Do you mind if I sleep over? And I was naive and thinking like, sure, that sucks, not having a ride. And so she was like hanging out in my bed the whole time. And I was pretty naive thinking like, okay, yeah, she'll have the bed. I'll take the couch. It's fine. But we hung out and we talked for, I want to say like 4 or 5 hours. And we talked about her childhood. We talked about like all sorts of stuff. Like it got real deep.
Yeah.
And so I started being like, okay, you know what? I can kind of see how I might be interested in this girl. This could go somewhere. And it went somewhere. It went to, Manual Sex City and some making out and you know all that stuff.
Yeah.
And in the morning she was like done. She's like, well, see ya, don't tell anybody about this. And I was like, okay, so I was insulted by that, I guess, but I wasn't planning on telling anyone anyway, so it's fine. What upset me the most is that I felt like I thought we had just connected. Like I thought we were becoming friends. I thought we were forming this like bond. And now she acted like that was just like foreplay for a random hookup. And then it was over. And I felt so weirdly used. Like I felt kind of like, you know, like it all felt like a weird lie at that point.
You experience what women experience.
I know that.
All the time. I know. It's fucking horrible.
But I think you've been in that situation too, right? Of feeling like, okay, this is going somewhere. But it turns out they were just like, they were just in it for the evening.
Yeah. And they made it seem like they really liked you. Yeah, that happens a lot.
So
it's really hard for demisexuals.
That's the thing. I couldn't get on board with the contract of like, we're just doing this for tonight. Like, we're just like hanging out, being real close. Then we'll fuck and then we'll move on. That could never work because I always needed so much connection that I felt like we started something more. So I do think that I'd be exactly in the same situation as you. If I were dating, it would have to start as a friendship.
Yeah.
And then move into something different. Do you think that's the only way you could find it?
Well, one, I mean, okay. So I have a thing where like, I think because I'm a demisexual probably is I kind of fall for characters. I fall for writers. I fall for YouTubers. Like not fall for, but like I get crushes on people who kind of like put out their personality. I think that's why writers are such a bad idea for me. But like you get to really know them. You get to really know who they are, who they put, they make themselves sound like. That tends to be the problem, right? Like that's why I don't want to date readers. Because it's they get a false image, right? They cherry pick what they want.
So you basically form parasocial relationships, right? Like
exactly.
You feel, I'm trying not to put words in your mouth here, so tell me if I'm wrong, but like you, it sounds like you feel this emotional connection to somebody's persona.
Yeah.
That you're getting to know them over time by watching their stuff or reading their yes. articles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you get to know who yeah. they are.
So I know why people do it to me too. Mm-hmm. They email me and they kind of
profess their love.
yeah. yeah. or like skip me getting to know them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's not important, I guess. Because
they know, they feel they like know they know me. You. So they yeah. feel like they're at like the 10th
and
step.
And sometimes the emails and messages are like completely and totally innocent. And I get sure. it, because there are times where like if I saw my favorite fucking YouTuber out at the mall, uh-huh. I would probably talk to them like I knew them.
Right.
Even though they don't know me.
yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
So it's just basically like, I can form an attraction for people without being friends first in yeah. situations where I can see more of their personality mm-hmm. and get to know them. But the problem is I just don't want to mix my personal life and my work life.
Yeah, that's messy.
So that kind of takes that option off the table.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know. Other than making yeah. a friend, I don't know how I would meet, but I don't make friends easily because I have extreme social anxiety.
Being a demisexual and having social anxiety is yeah. a bad mix. I wonder if it's related, terrible. But it's probably. Definitely a bad mix.
Yeah.
Because it just means that you need to be close to someone before being attracted yeah. and you don't want to get close to people very easily.
I'm afraid of everyone.
Yeah.
But like once I get comfortable with somebody, I'm fine. Like I am. Oh, yeah. I'm totally comfortable and I act like my normal mm-hmm. assy self, like whatever. but I need to get there with people and I yeah. don't get there with many people because nobody wants that. And they, you know, they want fast friends. And
yeah, sometimes. You know, I just realized something.
What?
Maybe this is a shot in the dark, but do you think demisexuals really what we are is attracted to vulnerability? And until we see someone's vulnerability...
I am 100% attracted to someone's vulnerability yeah. and almost nobody is actually vulnerable. They think they are, but they're not.
Ooh, hot spicy take. yeah.
So, yeah, I'm but very attracted to it.
You need to feel like you've seen somebody's like personal side or seen like their real self.
Yes.
Presented to you.
Yeah.
And that kind of creates an intimacy maybe mm-hmm. that's arousing. Or what do you think of this claim that comes up a lot that demisexuality is basically a form of asexuality? I see that repeated a lot of places.
I don't know. At first, okay. So at first I was like, nah, not really though.
Yeah. I don't feel asexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Because once you're with somebody that you have an emotional connection with, that yeah. kind of like demisexuality kind of somewhat goes away. But I have been realizing lately that it doesn't go away as much as I thought it did.
Oh, wait,
so
wait,
now
what do you
I'm
mean by
starting
that?
To wonder. Well, because when there are a lot of times that I feel disconnected from you and uh-huh. I'm not horny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't have sex uh-huh. until we reconnect.
Yes. So I think that's definitely a strange factor in our relationship.
Yeah.
yeah. I want to say. Like, I think you disconnect easily.
I do, yeah.
Because I think the amount of emotional connection you need to feel sexually attracted
mm-hmm.
to me
mm-hmm.
is high, you know, like,
yeah, I don't know, but I
obviously we have a strong emotional bond.
We do.
We're very close. We know each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time together, but that's not enough. You need like no. a little extra
like
intimacy.
There are sometimes that yeah I'll feel disconnected and we have to kind of like spend an evening doing a date night or like mm-hmm. cuddle in bed and watch TV or get drunk and
yeah.
have fun.
Yeah.
We need to do something like that every once in a while or else I do feel somewhat disconnected and my libido suffers.
Yeah. I want to say that there have been times too that you've been like physically horny.
Yeah.
But didn't want to have sex because no. you felt too disconnected.
Yeah.
Just because we were busy or...
Yeah.
And it's not like your libido was affected. It was just the fact that you didn't want to have like something yeah. interpersonal, yeah. right? Like you didn't feel the sexual attraction.
No.
I guess.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hard to explain, but I'm assuming mm-hmm. that's because I'm demisexual. I don't even
it
know, though.
Be,
like, it could
I
be
guess.
Related to so many fucking things. I don't know.
Yeah, because it does feel like your sexual attraction for me comes and goes.
Well, I mean, it's, like, stronger know? And less strong,
yeah.
I suppose.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's often related to we didn't connect enough, we didn't yeah. spend enough time together. Or like, I don't want to sound like I'm like, you gotta spend time with me. Like, I swear I don't do that. I'm like, go do
no,
whatever
no,
the
course.
Fuck you want.
Yeah, no, I'm a free agent.
Yes. But like, I just feel like, yeah, I can't
but you need,
get there and I'm...
You need that intimacy too, because
yeah.
we've spent a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm. But if it's not just like intimate time.
Yeah, if it's just like we hung out all day, but we're too busy to really connect
mm-hmm.
and didn't just spend time being with each other for the sake of being with each other.
Yeah.
That can make you feel disconnected. I think that's one way in which I think you're more demisexual than I am.
Yeah.
I think we both need emotional bonds mm-hmm. to feel sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need to maintain that emotional bond more than I do. I think mine can go on autopilot more or less.
Yeah.
We can just like be too busy for like a week mm-hmm. to spend much time together, but I still feel connected to you enough.
Yeah, I guess I just feel like I need those needs met first. Mm-hmm. Like I need intimate needs met before sex.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Sex. Whatever. I'm weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked learning about demisexuality because I was like, holy shit, this is me.
Well, that's actually been really helpful too, because once you understand that about yourself,
mm-hmm.
we can work with that.
Yeah.
It kind of solved the mystery of why you lost interest in sex so quickly.
Yeah. We were often so busy back then. Yeah. Like we had little kids
mm-hmm.
and you were in grad school and there was no time. We never spent any time together.
We barely did, yeah.
No, because you would work and then I'd go to bed and you would stay up and work. And then you'd be up before I woke up in the morning to work more.
Uh-huh.
It was hell. Don't go to grad school.
Fuck grad school.
Yeah. No, waste of money.
Yeah. I am sad I spent so long doing that. But hey, at the end of grad school, I studied so long that I realized what the meaning of life was, and it wasn't grad school. So
yeah.
Here we are.
So yeah, I don't know if it's a type of asexuality. Yeah. I guess kind of, yeah, because sometimes the attraction's just not there, the sexual attraction.
You feel like no attraction for anyone during that time, basically, right? Like
yeah.
You lose that attraction, that sexual attraction, yeah.
Like I've had some physical attraction. I do have some physical attraction. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to really sustain anything.
Yeah.
Without more. Like mm-hmm. even Rob, the first guy I talked to, like at first I was really attracted to him, and
he's the first guy you were involved with after we opened up the marriage.
Over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have attraction to him, and we talked about sex and stuff like that, and it was really arousing. But then after a while, when I started realizing that he wasn't really emotionally in it, he was only physically in it, I couldn't stay in it, and I kept sabotaging it. I kept like kind of like bringing it up and asking him again what he means and what does this mean and why are you acting like this one day and acting like this another day, and because I couldn't keep my attraction for him when he was doing that.
It's like you wanted to repair that, like it's like you were trying to repair that emotional bond, like you were trying to get that emotional connection back mm-hmm. first.
Yeah,
but he was already kind of doing the physical stuff or like focused on the physical stuff,
and even next guy I talked to, it was the same sort of thing, right? It was like they fake the connection at first
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as they think they have me, I'm sure this works on other women,
maybe
as soon as they know that they have me, they pull back and just to get what they want.
Uh-huh.
But that just makes me crazy and frustrated, and I lose my attraction for them.
That's the thing that would happen. You wouldn't just get frustrated, you would talk to me and tell me that you were like losing your interest in them sexually.
Yeah,
like they lost sexual appeal to you.
Tons.
Your attraction to them was fading.
Yeah.
And then if they were kind of giving it back to you, like connecting with you a little more,
mm-hmm.
you would get that back.
Yeah.
Like how attractive you found them depended entirely on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you just didn't feel that draw to them if it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. It sucks.
It does. Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I am me.
Yeah. You said demisexuality sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish you weren't demisexual?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mostly?
I don't know. There's some things that I think are good. Like, mm-hmm. Hopefully can weed out people easier, and I don't know, maybe weed out
people who don't have the right interests.
And I think it probably makes me able to connect with people in like better.
I think,
you know, to each their own, whatever relationship you have, if you're with somebody and you both match up, that's great. But I need a lot of intimacy and a lot of connection in my relationships. I need to be friends with the mm-hmm. person I'm in a relationship with. I can't just I don't understand relationships where they don't know everything about each other and don't tell each other everything. I don't know. Yeah, like that doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't make sense for you. No, like I want another best friend. Yeah. Like I don't want somebody I just sort of kind of enjoy being around sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way you talk about your, I want to say, fantasy relationships.
Yeah.
When you're like, okay, here's what would it take for me to have another person in my life, like to bring someone else in. And it's always that. It's always this kind of like, you almost make it sound like you want an old, comfortable relationship with them.
Yeah.
Just like somebody that you've settled down with and is just there and, you know, you have a lot of room for intimacy together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand relationships where you don't really enjoy spending time together. But I mean, yeah, if you're both in, if you're both the same type of person, like I realize I'm a demisexual and that probably plays a role in that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're both the same type of person and you don't need that much of a connection or you don't need to spend that much time together, cool.
Yeah.
But I need more.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's because I'm demi.
Because you'll feel disconnected very quickly.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen that way. If it, yeah. If you don't get to spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
Bonding, really.
So if any lady wants to U-Haul with me.
Do you think it makes you a U-Hauler?
Probably.
Yeah? You think it makes you quick to like...
like once I get that connection, I think in general, women tend to be the U-Haulers because we both... Like no woman's playing games. I mean, some women are playing games.
Some women play games.
I think for the... Well, I think those are the lesbian relationships that maybe don't work out. Don't turn into U-Hauling.
Maybe.
But like if you're both not playing games, you're both serious, you're both committed, why not? I don't know.
I'd say we U-hauled each other.
We did U-haul each other, yeah.
We got to know each other online first. We got to talking. We had this like long drawn out, like over email and messenger kind of friendship.
Yeah.
That happened really quickly. And I just, it felt to me like it was escalating. Like I liked you more and more the more we talked.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to be like, I might want to move things ahead with this lady.
Yeah. Like we talked for hours.
Yeah.
A day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then when we finally got together and hung out, made it official, spent time together, we just kind of moved in practically. Like,
I mean, we moved in with each other 6 months in, but we moved in on prom night, on my prom night.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was an official move. It was the
first night I was allowed to move in with you.
Yeah, I didn't mean move in. I meant like we spend all our time together.
Oh, yeah, that's like, true.
We just basically...
Well, we spent all weekends. I used to sleep over at your house every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we did U-Haul pretty hard.
We did. It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out pretty damn well. You know, one of the reasons people say that demisexuality is kind of asexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, okay, this is the thing where when I was first reading about demisexuality, I didn't feel like it matched up with who I was.
Same.
And a lot of it had to do with the fact that a lot of the articles I was reading went really quick to, well, demisexuals don't watch porn.
Yeah.
We don't understand porn. Now, since then, I've seen a lot of like, say like Reddit threads about demisexuality where there's a lot of disagreement or like it's like a 50-50 split with people being like, I love porn, but I'm demisexual, or I don't like porn at all because I'm demisexual.
I think it's probably like asexuality is, right? Like it's on a spectrum.
Sure.
So like maybe some people don't watch porn, but I love porn.
Me too. I'm a very regular user of porn.
Yeah. And I think like that can... It, you know, first of all, it's just titillating.
Yeah.
Like, we still see boobs and like boobs. We just don't want to put those boobs in our mouth until we know the one attached to them.
I mean, okay, that's right? True. Like, I wouldn't have sex with any of the people I get off to.
Yeah.
But just, I guess that's the thing. Because I find somebody, like, cute and I get to watch them fuck and I see some hot scenes or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate to an actual sexual attraction. Mm-hmm. So to me, the whole porn thing is irrelevant to demisexuality.
Yeah. You can be,
it doesn't matter if there's no actual sexual attraction for the people on screen.
But not to mention though, like as far as, I mean, I don't know about you.
Okay.
But when I watch porn, I notice little things that make me like their personality. I notice the way they smile when they kind of trip a little bit, or like when they fuck up a little bit, they can't get the dildo in right and they kind of giggle. Like, or they, I don't know, they stop the scene for a second to brush their hair away from their, like, because it's stuck in their lipstick or something like that. Like, it's dumb little things like that that make me attracted to them.
Yeah, I do.
And then I can help, that helps me watch the porn, that helps me get aroused when I see little bits of, like, vulnerability that they leave in their videos. I love that.
I feel the same way. So I think that's a
demi thing, right?
I kind of like that, too.
Yeah. It's also why I'm really, I really like bloopers. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I get sexually attracted to the actors more, even actors that I didn't think were attractive. After I watch bloopers, I tend to be more attracted to them because I love, or like a comedian when they break. I love it when there's like a little bit of vulnerability showing through the cracks and it shows their personality a little bit. And it makes me kind of like fall for them.
Because you see behind the act, basically. Yeah. Like you see who they are, like the real person coming through.
And what they think is funny. Like,
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess I think that's probably all somewhat intertwined into my demisexuality.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because when you're talking about the porn too, like I find it hard to get off to porn that is too abstract.
Yeah.
I like feeling like I'm seeing what the person on screen's persona is, even if it's role playing or something like that.
Yeah.
I like to get a sense of who they are and what they're like to get off to it. And maybe that's related, maybe it's not. Yeah. But I just to see like disembodied body parts doing stuff, I'm just kind of, that's fine. But what kind of people are these?
Well, I like that sometimes because I feel like you can fantasize about what it would feel like.
That's like kind of like, on a purely physical level. Yeah. That's interesting.
But yeah, I do tend to like porn where I can kind of like follow their OnlyFans and follow their Instagram and follow their Twitter and get to know them a little bit more.
Yeah,
like that's kind of I think I follow like 5 people on OnlyFans now because I got the bug.
You're a big OnlyFans fan.
I am.
At this point. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just love all the like,
that's the bulk
personality that you get from it. Yeah.
It's the bulk of your porn budget.
It is. It's most of the porn I watch. Yeah.
And it's because it's that look into who they are.
Yeah.
They're not really, I mean, they could be playing roles, I guess, but they're not, you get a sense for who the performer is and what they're like.
Yes, definitely. And that's what I like.
Damn, maybe I got to sign up for some OnlyFans.
I even followed a lady on TikTok that I really like and she has an OnlyFans. And I was like, I want to see her naked because once you like them and you're invested in them, then comes the attraction.
Interesting. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. One of the things I really like too is like, I mean, out of pure curiosity, I like watching interviews with porn performers. And like things like that, or listening to interviews or listening to podcasts where they have like showcase porn performers on them. And part of the reason for that is just because I'm a porn consumer. So I'm curious the way you might be about anybody you like. But also then it's like when I see them playing roles, I know who the person behind it is a little bit.
Yes.
And I have a sense for their personality a little bit. And that's enough to feel like, okay, I know the role they're playing. I know what they're doing, but I also know a little bit about them. And that is always hotter. I find some porn stars a lot more attractive after.
Yeah.
And like, not gonna name names, I find some porn stars a little less attractive after getting to know some of their personalities a bit. But in general, it works in favor.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know, maybe that's a normal thing. Maybe that's a demisexual thing. But I find that that's one of the reasons I like listening to interviews and things like that is I will spend like an hour listening to somebody talk about themselves and their life because I like their porn.
Yeah.
And once I get to know them, I know I'll like the porn more.
Yes.
Once I get to know that side of them.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell what's a demisexual quality because obviously we think we're demisexuals, but just like other people, like regular people, whatever the fuck you'd call them. Just like they can't really understand us, we can't really understand them. So I don't know what is typical. Yeah,
that's true.
And what is weird. But all I know is that the way the world is set up doesn't favor the type of way, like the way we meet people.
Well, the fact that Tinder exists and it's got millions of users means there's plenty of people out there who don't function the way we do.
No.
Because I wouldn't even know who to swipe on because I would just say no to everyone. Yeah, I wouldn't have enough information. Even a dating profile seems like too little information for me to decide who I'm interested in talking to.
Yeah.
I feel like I need some sort of, if I was on the prowl, if I was looking for people, I'd need some sort of service where you make friends.
Yeah.
And then out of that, hopefully something would happen. But yeah.
Yeah. That's so true.
I'm just glad I married young. I don't have to worry about that.
I know. And it's mostly why I don't date and I'm not. I've kind of just given up on that. Because it's just too hard. It's too hard to meet people. And we're so busy. I'm so busy.
You're a very busy bee.
I am. I have no time. Yeah. So I don't know if that covered demisexuality well, but there's not a lot out there about it. So
I think, you know, in general, it's just about putting that emotional connection first.
Yeah.
And I guess it's kind of asexual-y, but I mean, I don't know. It's still got a lot of like sexual arousal and sex, and you know, sexual attraction is still part of it.
Yes.
I guess that's the reason I don't find it comfortable as like an asexual label, because doesn't that kind of cheapen asexuality in a way? Like, isn't asexuality the absence of sexual attraction?
Yeah.
And then to say that, like, well, I don't feel it for everyone or for all the time. So I'm basically asexual sounds a little like it's co-opting that.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, but I feel it. I just need to feel that emotional connection first.
I mean, I think that's the thing. That's why it's called demisexual. It's half. And I don't know. Sexual. I don't know why everyone keeps throwing us under the asexual umbrella.
Yeah. I guess.
But yeah.
But that's another thing. Maybe that's the thing, is maybe that's the biggest sign that there's like, I agree with you. I mm-hmm. always just thought I was normal in my pattern of sexual attraction. And I always thought that that's just how everyone was.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the fact that people keep throwing us under the asexual umbrella is a sign that we're not quite like them. Because the only way they can comprehend demisexuality is by saying like, oh, so it's like people who don't feel sexual attraction at all, because it's so sort of so foreign to the way they do.
It's true. Maybe. Yeah. So we're
I'm
weird.
Fully speculating here.
Yeah.
Don't come at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just making it up as I go.
We just know our own experience. And we know that the world doesn't make sense for us most of the time.
Yeah. For sure.
So we must be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should we start a demisexual dating app, or is there one?
Ooh, that'd be interesting. How would it work?
Everybody would have to do like a really long bio.
Yeah.
And then they'd also have to do a video.
And then you would have to sort of like, maybe you'd have it set up so you'd have to have like 17 email exchanges or like phone exchanges before you get to actually meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. It's this long lead up. And at any point, you can get cold feet and ditch.
That's perfect.
But yeah.
Perfect. We should look up if there is one, actually.
A demisexual dating service?
There really should be. I would sign up for that.
Well, you'd have to.
I said, I just don't feel like there's enough information on dating apps for me to go forth and date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Bumble's better.
Yeah.
Than Tinder?
How does Bumble work? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think the women have to do the approaching, though. I don't know what you do when it's two women, though. Do each get to approach? Yeah, I don't know. I've heard there's better people on Bumble.
Oh, that's cool.
But I've not tried.
Yeah.
Because it still seems too weird to me. Too fast.
Too quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too little information.
Plus, it's like the typical dating advice is things like, you know, don't talk too long. Make sure you set up a date right away. And I'm like, we need to go slow.
No, you're a very slow mover.
I mean, I can go fast sometimes, but it's only when I have like something to hang off of. Like I'm talking to a writer who I've been reading all their stuff, and I make a lot of assumptions.
Yeah, that's risky. That's tricky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So dating's just too fast.
Yeah. Should you start?
Don't even get me started on speed dating.
Oh, God. I don't even know how that would work.
No, me neither. Okay.
Should you start a demisexual porn site? What would that look like?
It's OnlyFans.
It's OnlyFans. Eh? Yeah. It's
already been
done.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know what's another good option?
What?
Just paying for porn in general.
Yeah. I do think you'll get better porn when you pay for it, because. Like, Pornhub is clips. You're not going to get a lot of the, like, I mean, it's not the best acting always, but, like, the acting, the storyline, things like that, that kind of can help a demisexual get into porn.
There's not as much, like, you don't get the opportunity to see more personality, more little quirks that they have, I guess, that you might if you, or, and just well, not, to get invested in a character,
not
right?
Not to mention, like, places like Adult Time have, like, the interviews with the porn stars and things like that you can kind of get an inside look of their personality.
They do. And even when you watch, like, a full porn scene, like, I mean, like, an hour-long one, not what you find on Pornhub usually. Yeah. There's, like, 20-minute clips where they just go right to the action.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones where it's, like, the first half hour is a story or something or a setup.
Mm-hmm.
That often gives you the opportunity to kind of get like into the characters and get a little more invested. And that's kind of fun. I find that appealing. I think that's why I like story-based porn a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. That's why sites like Adult Time are great. And if you want to check out Adult Time, you can do it using our discount code.
Yeah.
It's LoveEmma, one word, all caps, and it gets you 20% off your first 30 days as an Adult Time member.
Yes. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's Netflix for porn.
Pretty much.
Like,
There's so many channels, so many options, so many series.
Mm-hmm.
You've been really enjoying Girls Way.
Yeah, I'm still really enjoying Girls Way.
And I just kind of dip around. Mm-hmm. I think it's like
there's even a new JOI channel.
Is there? Eh? Yeah, yes. That's true. I gotta check out that JOI channel. Yeah. And see what that's like. Mm-hmm. And there's one called Jerk Off Games. That yeah. sounds like a JOI kind of thing too. I've got yeah. a lot of jerking off to do, so I'm gonna check those out.
So if you want to watch some good quality porn, mm-hmm. check them out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And if you want to read some great quality sex articles, check out Emma's work on Medium.
Aw. Yeah. Thank you.
You can also follow her on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to her newsletter where she gives out a little blurb, I guess, a little like text intro every week and writes about what she's been up to, what she's been publishing.
Yeah. I also give you free access to my Medium articles.
Yeah. And your affiliates and discount codes and stuff so people can treat themselves. Well, you started doing like recommendations too, right? Like you put in like specific sex toys and stuff that you like and promote. Yeah.
Yeah. I love to share. Yeah. I love to share when I find something I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have none of those things, but I do have Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter.
You're on Medium too.
I am on Medium.
You write occasionally.
Very occasionally. I've got two pieces up. So if you want to read about phimosis or shaving.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You can do that on my Medium page.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess that's about all we have to say.
I guess so.
Are you demisexual? Let us know.
Yeah. And if you're not, like, let us know how that's different. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about that, too.
Yeah. Maybe we're just bullshitting ourselves.
Yeah. We don't have a clue what the other half of the world is like. No. Half? I don't know. I'm making up a stat now. The other type.
Oh, Jesus. We better get off.
I think. Yeah. See, that's the thing. We've gone on too long. Now I'm just rambling. So thanks for listening.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Fuck. All over the place, though. I'm a fucking scatterbrain.
You are.
Look at these notes.
I know. And I think if you... Don't laugh during my pitch.